Seattle's 2,200 parking meters have reached retirement age. City officials say the meters are out of warranty and are getting too expensive to maintain. The city has chosen a new model to replace the old meters. They have bigger screens and are more reliable. KUOW's Joshua McNichols drove downtown to check them out.
I'm doing a story on parking meters.
What's up?
I'm doing a story on parking meters for KUOW.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's your full name?
Samuel Bihar. I just spent 45 minutes trying to find parking, so it's been pretty tough today.
You know that feeling when you're driving around, but you just can't find a spot. But Seattle is trying to fix that problem, and one of its most powerful tools will be the new parking meters.
One of the advantages of this new technology is it gives us a lot more flexibility in how we set rates.
That's Mike Esty of Seattle's Department of Transportation. Changing rates more frequently should help by tying parking rates to parking demand.
So we are talking about moving to time-of-day rates starting next year when we install these new machines. So in places where the demand for parking is lower in the mornings, we can lower the rates up until 11 o'clock and then change the rate accordingly when the demand changes.
All those parking meters send data to the city. And once a year, the city takes a look at that data and decides what the new parking meter rates should be. That's not often enough for Alan Durning.
We ought to be adjusting the price of parking at least every month or so.
Alan's with the Sightline Institute. It's an environmental think tank here in Seattle. He says as long as we keep parking prices artificially cheap, those parking spaces will quickly fill up. That results in more people just cruising around looking for parking.
Cruising for street parking is a giant driver of all kinds of problems for our city. As much as a third of the cars on the street in popular neighborhoods, in popular time periods, are folks circling the block looking for a place to park.
Seattle wants to cut down on parking cruisers too, but isn't ready to change parking rates as frequently as Alan Durning wants. Officials say there's a limit to how much change drivers will tolerate in any given year. The new parking meters will roll out all over town starting in January or February. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.